A student nurse learned a valuable lesson.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
The last question on a student nurse's pop quiz was this. What is the first name of the woman who cleans our school? No one knew her name. The students thought it was a trick question and would not count, but it did. The teacher later told them, "In your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant and deserve your respect and care, even the cleaning woman." The professor echoed what the Apostle Paul taught the Philippian believers and us. In chapter 3 of his letter, Paul stressed that when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, God unites us with His Son. So the life we live should increasingly reflect the character of Christ. Paul said, "Make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too." Sadly, some people are so self-centered and afflicted with individualism that they pay little attention to others. But since people of faith have God's unbroken presence, love, and encouragement, the apostle urges us to preserve unity, to love one another, and to work harmoniously for Christ and His kingdom.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.